Hi, Daily Dosers. My name is Kip Strawbridge, one of the pastors here at North Coast. And here in Ephesians chapter 3, as Paul's writing to the church in Ephesus, he gives them this term mystery, and he uses it multiple times. And I love the idea. When I first saw the word mystery, it perked up my ears, because even as a child, I loved mystery. I loved magic and illusion. I learned sleight of hand, cards tricks, coin tricks, rope tricks. And it was fun to do them to people and then see this aha on their eyes to go, whoa, and the surprise when the trick was revealed. And similarly, this mystery Paul talks about, there's a revelation as well of this mystery. And this mystery he talks about, as we skip back through Scripture, we realize that it's been setting up a long time. God has been making this breadcrumb trail, if you will. It goes all the way back to Genesis in the garden with the fall of man, when God curses the snake and he says, I will put enmity between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head and you will strike his heel. God promises that this sin will be ultimately defeated by an offspring of Eve. And then through Abraham, God promises that all generations will be blessed through him. As he goes and looks at the stars, he says, the multitude of the stars, so will your generations be. And then he goes on and we see this connection through Scripture as Matthew begins to lay out the gospel, the testimony of the good news of Christ. He starts with this lineage, this genealogy, all the way back to Eve, and from Eve to Abraham, and from Abraham to David, from David all the way down to Christ. That this was all God's plan all along. Everything we find in Scripture, all the prophecy ties together, points back to a Messiah. But that there's a greater mystery beyond that. And this is what Paul is revealing to the Ephesians, that not just Christ came to complete his promise to Abraham, but to all mankind, all the way back into the garden, that all of creation would be redeemed through Christ. And this is what Paul says in chapter 3, verse 4, when you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men and other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is, listen to it, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The gospel simply means good news. What he's saying is this has been hidden, and up until now, it might have looked like it was only for Abraham's descendants, only for the Jewish people, but ha-ha, ta-da, it's actually for all of creation, even you Gentiles in Ephesus, and all throughout the world. So now we know what the mystery revealed was. As he goes through the rest of the chapter 3, he's now saying, and for this mystery, for this gospel revelation, this good news for everyone, not just for the Jews, but for the Gentiles, that he's encouraging them. He goes, I want to pray that you have strength. Because it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. I myself am a prisoner, he says in the very beginning, for this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus. That doesn't mean Christ has him in prison. It means on behalf of Christ Jesus and for the gospel, I've gone to jail. But it's okay. He's writing a letter of encouragement literally while he's chained up. I'm a prisoner, but the gospel is worth it. That's the message here in Ephesians chapter 3 for us. And as he prays for them, he says this in verse 14, for this reason, I bow my knee before the Father. Because of the suffering that he's endured, his fear is that others may shy away from the gospel because of persecution. They may shy away from the truth of Scripture because hard times come. And he's saying, for this reason, I don't want you to lose heart, so I pray for you. I bow my knee before the Father, that though it might be hard, that you endure. And so he says this, while I'm in prison, it's okay, whatever you go through. Recently in our staff meeting, we had Paul Savona come, a legend in our church, just a great man who's invested a lot. And as he shared some nuggets of wisdom, to wrap it up, I asked him two questions. I said, Paul, before you go, two questions. First one, was all your work here at North Coast easy? Without a hesitation, nope. And I said, okay, second question, was it worth it? And quicker than the first, yes, because the gospel is worth it. And like Paul here in his letter to the Ephesians, prison may come, hardship may come, trials may come, difficulty of following God's word may come, but it's worth it. And so, Daily Doser, I challenge you today, no matter what is going on in your life, God knows he's been at work throughout it for eternity. Since the beginning of time, in the garden, through Abraham, through David, and now through Christ, and even in your day today, wherever you are, God knows what's going on, and the gospel is worth it. Stay true. He says here, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we think or ask, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Daily Dosers, be encouraged. The gospel is worth it. Have a great day.